You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast, your source for the tips and tactics that will inspire and equip you to travel the world. And the best part? It won't break your bank. And now, the Budget-Minded Traveler herself and your host, Jackie LaLanen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 45 of the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast. If you guys recall back in episode 10, I had Andrea on, who is a new traveler. She had just done her first trip. And I loved that episode because, you know, when you talk to a new traveler, it just offers kind of a fresh perspective, just that those memories of, you know, the first time that you actually get to go overseas and what that feels like and really how big of a role that plays in people's lives. I mean, since that episode, Andrea has been on her second trip overseas already to Belize. And I just love that kind of just lights the fire, you know, in a lot of people taking your first trip overseas. So today I have another first time traveler. Her name is Stephanie, and she just got back. Well, a few months ago, she just got back from her first trip overseas, which included Greece and Turkey. And so we're going to get to hear from her in just a minute. But first, I wanted to remind you guys that as of this publishing of this episode, the podcast awards have been announced, and I'm pre-recording this because I'm going to be traveling. But if you want to find out the results for that, head on over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thebudgetmindedtraveler, to find out what happened at the podcast awards. All right, so let's go ahead and get going with Stephanie Saylor. All right, hey Steph, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. And where are you right now?
I am in Waconia, Minnesota.
Waconia. And that is, okay, so you actually are high school friends with my husband, which is how I know you. But I also know that you just took your first international trip this year. Or, well, I guess it was last year at this point. Isn't that right?
Yes, November.
Yeah. And so that is why you are here, because I am interested in your story about how you basically decided that it's time to, you know, make some international travel happen in your life. So why don't you just take a minute to tell us a little bit about who you are and where you come from and a little bit of a background so that the audience can get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, as you just heard, I'm from Waconia, Minnesota. So a smaller town. My husband and I, he went with me on the trip. We've been married for 5 years, and we love to travel, love to camp, kind of outdoor enthusiasts. We've traveled a lot within the United States, but it was time to venture further for us.
Mm-hmm. So you have traveled since when? Like in your adult life, or did you travel a bunch when you were little?
My husband did not. So I traveled when we were little. I have three sisters. We would get in the car and, like, you know, do the trip. Like, we'd go out to the Badlands or the Yellowstone, or when we drove down to Arizona. We were always driving, though, never flying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, which covered a lot of states. Mm-hmm. So I've been to quite a few states already. Mm-hmm. So
was it easy for you, like, when you got married, was it pretty easy for you and Ben together to decide to travel? I mean, even domestically?
Yes, because he wanted to. He just never had the opportunity. So after our first trip, I can't think of where did we go. To Colorado. We go to Colorado a lot. We have friends out there. So We were dating for not very long, and I was like, I'm going to Colorado. You want to come? And that was the end of that. He's been
awesome.
By my side ever since.
And the rest is history, right?
Kind of like your story.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. So what is it that kind of made you decide that it was time to, you know, go beyond U.S. borders?
Well, I've always kind of had the bug to go. A lot of my friends had, you know, studied abroad or just gone with their families, and I just had the itch. So it was time.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And Ben was on board with that?
Well, how it started was we went with another couple, and the gentleman is a avid runner, and so is my husband. They run marathons together and stuff like that. And so we were talking one day, and they had just gotten back from Italy, and he was like, wouldn't it be awesome to go do the original marathon from Marathon to Athens? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. I have a list of 800 things. That's on the list of things is Athens. And so my husband, who was kind of more apprehensive about going abroad, that, you know, that was good for him because it was something that he would love to do. So that's kind of what sparked this.
That's perfect, actually. Yeah, like setting a goal, kind of having a purpose for the trip, especially if you haven't traveled before. Like, that's an extra bonus, I guess, good reason to make the trip happen. That's perfect.
Right. It was a very, and it was a solid, like, we have to go at this time. It made it made it almost easier to have that to go for.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. So you not only went to Athens, where else did you go?
We went to Athens and we went to Santorini. We were in Hania, Crete. And then we went to Istanbul in Turkey. Oh, and we were in Cappadocia, Turkey.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Did you guys ride the hot air balloons there?
We did.
Did you like it?
That was probably like one of my top two favorite things.
Ever that you've done or on that trip?
Ever in my life, ever. Like, it was just wonderful and beautiful and just no words can really describe that experience.
Are you afraid of heights?
I didn't think I was, but then when we got like whatever it was, like 4,000 feet up there, I was afraid of heights.
Oh my gosh. See, that's what I think scares me about the whole idea of hot air ballooning. You're in this tiny little basket, like up in the air.
Baskets are actually bigger than you might think. So, but still, I was all fine until we got way up there and I was like, don't take a picture over the side. What if we drop the camera? It got kind of scary, but it was so beautiful, so worth it. Even if you're afraid of heights, I think you would kind of forget about it, you know?
Yeah. What were some other highlights from that trip?
Well, my big thing was Santorini. So Athens was beautiful, and Athens wasn't high on my list, but now I don't know why it wasn't. It's such a beautiful, wonderful city. But Santorini, we stayed in Thera. It was just beautiful, and I had a good friend that had gone there a few years back, and that was my goal. So you get there, and I'm like, ooh, like, it's real. Like, the things you see in the photos, it looks just like that. It's just so beautiful and breathtaking, and everything was just gorgeous.
Yeah. You know, that isn't true for everywhere, but it really is for a lot of, like for Santorini and places like that.
Right. That's what I was like, holy cow, it looks like just how those beautiful pictures, like it looks like the beautiful picture in real life.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that you liked Athens too. I love that city. I think that it kind of reminds, I mean, it's like, it's kind of hot and dirty and sticky and like just exotic. And I love that because for me, it like kind of reminds me of Latin America, that's kind of where my roots are, you know, and I love that. But I think Athens is like a love or hate city. Like a lot of people don't like it at all. And they're like, oh, don't spend time there. And yeah, but I am not one of those people. I still think that really a day in Athens is kind of enough because it just doesn't take that long to see, you know, the Acropolis and kind of see the places you want to see. And otherwise, it's just shopping, which you can do in a lot of places. And so you
it
don't necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen the inside of the H&M there?
Right. Well, so obviously I come from a fashion background. So that was really interesting for me to see how they set everything up. Mm-hmm. So that was actually kind of cool for me.
Yeah, I definitely.
But a lot of shopping.
Yeah, I have hit the H&M there both times, but but that's it. They have some really cool street markets, and actually, I found Athens cheaper this time around than it was before. Yeah,
which you had gone like what 2 weeks before we went?
We just missed each other. That's right. Yeah. I was there at the end of October, and you were there like 2 weeks later. Yeah. They were getting ready for the marathon when I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
Yeah. The Greek people are great, though. I feel like that's why Greek, Athens gets a bad rap. I like the sarcastic, like, in-your-face kind of people. I like that.
It's very alive, I think.
Yeah.
I that's the word I would use for Athens. Yeah. And the language is beautiful. Like, everything's beautiful. The people are beautiful. And I don't know. I like it a lot.
But. Yeah, and everybody was so well-dressed, which I appreciated.
Being from a fashion background, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
It was interesting.
So how long did it take you guys to, like, kind of wrap your heads around this trip in the sense of, like, saving for it? How long until, you know, beforehand did you decide to do it? And did you have to save up, or did you use credit cards, or how did you do it?
Yeah, we saved up. So we actually decided, we started talking about it probably, like, in 2011.
Oh, wow.
And we went in 2014. So it was one of those things that you talk about it. Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And then about a year out, we were like, okay, we're going to actually do this.
Nice.
So we decided at the time, the job I had would give me cash bonuses. So I took all those cash bonuses and I saved them.
Good for you.
In an airplane jar. So that was like, and I saved enough to cover both me and my husband's flight.
Oh my gosh.
Which was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Cause the flight is definitely the most expensive thing. And once you've got that covered, actually Athens specifically is kind of an expensive city for lodging. Did you guys kind of just go comfortable, or were you attempting to actually be on a budget of any kind?
So since we were with another couple, it was kind of hard because we wanted to kind of be together. And so it was kind of getting four people to be happy was part of our, not an issue, but part of what had to happen. So we kind of did the middle. We weren't like staying at any five-star hotels, but our hotels were never bad. We stayed in Athens. We stayed at Athens Gate, and it was decently priced. And it was wonderful, like the view of the Acropolis while we ate breakfast and had our nightcap at the end was just, it was spectacular. So yeah, we kind of did like middle of the ground.
Yeah. Price-wise. Athens Gate. Is that one right on the square? Monastiraki Square?
It's like one street back.
One street back. Okay. It's always good to, you know, to get good recommendations of where to stay. I would not recommend where I stayed. I actually stayed in the same place both times I went to Athens. It is like, it's the place you go if you just want like a bed and you don't want anything else, because it's like it's not even a party hostel. It's just a dirty hostel. I can't. Zeus. You guys don't go to Zeus Hostel. Just don't do it. Except it was $9 a night. And my gosh, that was so cheap. Like, Athens is way expensive. So that's why we did it. Because I think we were there for probably at least four nights. Oh, that was, it was less than $100 for both of us. Like, that was so cheap.
Right.
But we got what we paid for. So
yeah, we didn't do that cheap of, I don't even know how much it was. But nothing was like break the bank.
Right, yeah. So how much do you think you spent, if you don't mind sharing? Like, do you know about ballpark? And how long did you go for? What did the trip cost?
So we were gone for 18 days, I think. And we spent probably, so you're going to not like this. we spent probably close to $7,000.
Wow. But that's including tickets.
Tickets, yep. And because we had to fly, we went to all those places and we had a little hiccup. We were actually supposed to go to another island, and the ferries weren't running because we were there in November, and that's past their high season.
Yeah.
So we had to stay in Athens for an extra day because we had to take a plane, which it was fun. It was extra money, and so with that number being said, it was like one of those things. Like, if we don't ever do this again, I don't want to go away thinking like we didn't do something because of money.
Yeah, definitely. So,
and again, the other couple, they have an expectation too. So if we go again, I think we'll do it way cheaper. I don't need to be living in the lap of luxury. I just want to go.
Right.
It's not like you're ever in your hotel anyway.
Yeah. I remember getting a text from you. I just remembered this. From Athens. And it was like, I'm in love with Athens. I just want to keep traveling, or something like that.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, everything is so wonderful. Like, I can't get enough, and I can't be happier. Like, this, it was so wonderful.
What was that? Like, what's that about? Is it just because you were finally on foreign soil? What did that come from for you?
I think probably, like being on vacation, which is just wonderful in itself. And like part of it too was like the buildup. I mean, we had been talking about it for, 3 years, but really, really talking about it, saving up, anticipating it for the last year. And I think that I was just so happy to do that. And like the weather was perfect when they ran the marathon. It was like that was couldn't have been better. The food was great. The people were awesome. Our flights were flawless. Everything was just going so well. And this everything was so beautiful and grand. I mean, you go see the Acropolis. Everything's just so big. And it's just such a deep history that we don't have in America. Like we're not that old, you know?
Absolutely.
You just
yeah.
can't get that here. Mm-hmm. And so both my husband and I really, I mean, we like that kind of stuff. We're kind of nerdy. And so we really enjoyed like learning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. There's a lot to take in, especially in a place that is so like sensory overload, like Athens. I mean, yeah. there are a lot of places like that, but yeah.
Yeah. You go to the museum and it's like, you read so much stuff. You just read, you know, 5,000 years of history. Can you get it all straight? No, but it's just so interesting. And so it's just such a rich history. It's mm-hmm. so cool.
So this was your first time. Did you have any fears around this trip?
My biggest fear was that I can't like wrap my finger around like one fear, but I guess I'm usually the planner. And so I was just afraid that something was going to go wrong. And then they'd be like, well, Stephanie, like now what do we do? And I was like, I don't know. I can't read Greek. I don't know, you know, but that, I mean, the ferry thing was like the biggest hiccup we had that we had to stay in Athens one night and the ferries weren't going from island to island. They were, but they're just only on Saturday and Sunday and it was Tuesday. So,
mm-hmm.
But everything was fine. And so the fears I had and like the flight, I have a bad back too. So I was afraid like sitting on an airplane that long, but that was actually just fine. So
good.
I didn't have a lot of. I was just so excited to be afraid. Just too excited to be afraid.
Yeah, no, that's good. And often we find that our fears are unfounded anyway.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
I think people tend to overthink it a lot, especially you're pretty apprehensive if it's your first trip overseas, you know, that all these things could go wrong and that maybe you won't be equipped to fix it or know what to do, you know.
Right.
Especially
go ahead.
I was going to say, especially if you're in a place like Greece, where they actually have a different alphabet. You know,
right.
You can't even.
That was like a big, like, whole, you kind of forget. Like, okay, yeah, you go somewhere else. Like, even when you go to Turkey, like, it's, you know, you can understand the letters, like, you can see them, but the Greek alphabet's a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah.
That was one thing that we actually, on this recent trip, because we traveled through Bulgaria, Macedonia, Albania, and Greece, and they're all, Greek is actually kind of different, but they do all use the Cyrillic alphabet. And so, like, by the time we got to Macedonia, we're like, all right, let's sit down and learn this thing. And we kind of like busted it out and just kind of memorized. Well, I did. I don't think my brother and Nate had as much luck with that. But, you know, just figuring out what the alphabet was so that we could start to make out words. And that's really cool. But I realize that's kind of a lot for most people.
Learned a few words. And now I don't remember them actually, but you know, we learned like thank you and hi and whatever, you know, like we learned their word, you know, like just so we could kind of go, okay, thank you, like in their own language, just because I feel like that's what you should do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely try. Usually we learn the hello, goodbye, thank you, please, and however many beers we need.
Right. Yep. But that you kind of sign language that, like three more.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, that's funny. So as you were planning and preparing for this trip, did you find any specific resources that like are worth sharing that you found along your way that helped you? Or did you guidebook it? How did you plan?
So, I mean, obviously I talked to you, I read your book. The biggest thing, the thing that you helped me the most with that, like, cause I spoke to you like 4 days before we left was the money thing. So you had given me that exchange app.
Yes.
That currency app. And I use that like every day.
That is a lifesaver. You guys, she's talking about XE currency. I'll link to it in the show notes too. But if you don't have that app yet, you have to get it.
Right. It was like one, especially because we went, you know, like euros and went to Turkey. So then it was lira, but then they accept euros. It was just like, so that was super helpful. And then the Maps Me one. So we had to rent a car in Hania. And so I had thankfully had a map.
Yes.
You know, because it seems like it's going to be not far, not this, but good thing we had a map. So,
yeah.
And we did have a Rick Steves book. Okay. And that was super helpful.
Okay. So you brought that with you. What book was that?
We had the Rick Steves Athens, and then we had Turkey. And then our friends had just Istanbul, and then they had the whole Greece, maybe. We had two different ones. Like, one was so, but we had the Athens one, and we had the Turkey one.
Nice. All right. Cool. And I'm going to link to that Maps.me app as well. That's a great app. It's like,
it was.
Did you use just the free version, or did you pay for the premium?
I just did the free version, but I had downloaded the stuff, and so it gave us the help that we needed just to get, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to pay for it, really. It's you can just for anybody listening who's interested, this app, it's called Maps.me, if you want to look it up. And you can go in and download. You have to do this when you're connected to Wi-Fi. So remember to do this before you go on your trip, just in case you're not going to have Wi-Fi where you are. But you go in and you download a map for any country that you want. And then you have this map that's like, it works offline, basically. So you can zoom and whatever you need. And that, yeah, that was so, so helpful on our taxi walking trip through Greece.
Yeah. It was helpful. We were trying to find the Minoan ruins, and I was like, okay, I just need to look at this map. So yeah, it helped us out a lot too.
Perfect. Yeah. So now that whole trip is behind you, how do you feel? Because now you've taken that first step of becoming an international traveler, you know? I mean, how do you feel about that? Are you going to keep going?
Yes. Now it's like I'm upset. My husband's like, you're so obsessed. And I'm like, I just can't stop looking. And now, Yay. Now because of you too, like, you'll post things about other people. So all my social media, I just travel, like, all these travel people, like travel bloggers like yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so it just gives you even a bigger bug because you see all this stuff.
Yep.
So my list is definitely growing.
Yay. It'll never get smaller.
Right.
The more you check off, the bigger it'll be. Seriously.
Right. I agree.
Yep. Welcome to Wanderlust.
I know, right?
Yeah. So one of the things that I love about travel, and I learned this kind of organically the first time I went overseas when I was 18 to study abroad in Costa Rica, but you learn so much about yourself, like, that you don't even realize is possible, because you're inserting yourself into this completely new environment, new situations every day, all this new adventure and stuff. So I was going to ask you if there's anything you learned about yourself while you were overseas.
Actually, yeah, I thought I was going to freak out about things more, because we had stuff planned, but there's, like you say in your book and on everything, like, things will change. You have to be prepared for that. And I was like, okay, I'm really well planned, and I like things to go as they're planned. And so when we had a couple hiccups, I stayed more calm than I thought I would, especially because you are in, like, everything is foreign, like, literally foreign. So
yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so I was like, I'm going to freak out if something goes wrong. And I was just way more calm because I was just happy. It was peaceful. I was like, I don't care if we have to stay here another day. This is wonderful. Like, when am I ever going to be back in Athens?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if we have to spend an extra $50 to take a flight tomorrow? Mm. I'll stay here and eat this food and walk around. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so I was a lot more calm than I thought, which was good.
Yeah.
And my husband stepped up his game. He's kind of shy and a little bit passive, but he really, I think I learned that about him. Like, it made us closer.
Oh.
Obviously, you travel with your husband a lot, you know, like, you have to just kind of figure this stuff out together.
Absolutely.
And that's good too, you know?
That's super cool. Yeah. Even after 5 years, that's really cool.
Right.
So what advice would you give to other first time travelers thinking about taking their first trip abroad?
Do not overpack.
Oh, my favorite.
You told me and I didn't listen and I overpacked.
What did you bring that you didn't use?
So many things. Just a lot of clothes. I mean, I overpacked a lot of clothes. I mean, because I was afraid. I was like, I want to look good. All Europeans that are, you know, like, they know what they're doing, so I want to look good. But you can bring, like, just one pair of jeans. I didn't have to bring three like I did.
You brought three? Three pairs of jeans. Jeans are so heavy, too.
I know, right? And so, and just, like, the plain, like, I wore plain stuff, like, in a scarf every time instead of, like, the cute clothes that I brought. Like, I had to go out of my way to wear them somewhere.
Because
you always are moving and whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to wear a cute, you know, blouse out to, you know, walk 4 miles.
Yep.
So I could have packed probably half of the amount. So
I love that. I really do. It's so true though. Like now you've tasted it, you know, next time you'll be, I mean, I pack so often that like you learn these things every single time you pack. And so the more you do it, the better you're going to get, you know?
Right. And I feel like I'm a packing ninja when it comes to like going like camping and like doing that stuff. But I was like, I don't know what I'm going to want. It was my first time. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to feel. Like, well, how fancy are the fancy dinners that we're going to have going to be? Like, is it going to matter? It didn't.
No, it doesn't.
That was like a huge learning curve for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay though. I know. I think a good rule of thumb is, especially if you're going to go for the first time, lay out everything that you want to bring and then cut it in half.
Yeah, I definitely could have done that.
Yeah. Or just, you know, what kind of suitcase? Did you bring a suitcase or backpack?
Oh yeah, I had like a full-size suitcase.
Full-size suitcase. Okay. Yeah. So I would say you were gone for almost 3 weeks. I wouldn't go over a carry-on size suitcase, rolly suitcase for that.
Right.
And then if you're going to be backpacking, you shouldn't need a backpack that's, I would say females should try and aim for like a 40 or a 45. The one I actually have right now is a 50. And it's, if I were to pack it all the way full, it would be too much for 3 weeks. So, I mean, whether you want to have space or not, but somewhere in there. But yeah, I mean,
I was like, in my defense, we did go to Florida first. My husband had a work thing. So we were in Florida for 3 days. So I had to pack for two climates.
Right.
So
yeah, it gets trickier. And a lot of trips are going to end up being like that, where you have to do that. The first time I moved to Costa Rica, I mean, granted, I was going for a year, but I went and I bought like the two biggest size suitcases that you can find. Like, I'm pretty sure they don't exist any bigger than the ones that I bought. I bought two of them and I packed them totally full. And like, I went to Costa Rica with that. I was like, wow. I mean,
and
even for a year,
all?
I'm sure I didn't. Even for a year, you know,
it's just, I would probably do the same.
You just end up wearing the same clothes. You really do. You end up wearing the same clothes every single day, which now I know, like, I know what my travel clothes are. I know what my go-to, I mean, it's like, it's so easy for me to pack. Cause I'm just like, oh, I need this and this and that, you know, that's the one outfit I wear and here's the other one. And that's what I bring.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's different for, you know, different climates, but yeah. Well, it sounds like you'll get the hang of it. The more you travel.
Getting there.
Which actually leads me to my last question for you. Where are you going next?
Well, I really want to go to Italy, and I think my husband really would like to too. So that's our next, hopefully, 2016 excursion.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a 2 year out plan from the first trip. So that's pretty good. That's
pretty good. We need to pay off all of our first trip debt.
That's okay. However you need to make it work, as long as you can, you know, make it happen. Good for you. That's so exciting. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it. And I wish you all the best in your future travels.
Yes, thank you.
All right. See you later. I love it. I just love witnessing the effects that travel has on people and how it can just excite them and change them and just, you know, make them grow as people and kind of just open their eyes to the world a little bit more. And this happens still every time we travel, which is so awesome. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview and found it inspiring. And remember that you can find the show notes for this episode. We mentioned a few things. I'm going to have that stuff listed at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/45. So check that out. Thanks for listening. And I will see you guys next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.